first person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Lee Marshall remembers a simpler time.
Some of my earliest memories revolved around taking something apart and then trying to put it back together. I grew up on a Kansas farm in the depths of the Depression. About the only things that I got new were shoes. Toys were either made from scratch or by repairing broken cast-offs from the folks in town. In fixing the broken parts, I learned in a hands-on way about the strength of materials and good versus bad design. This was the beginning of my education in mechanical engineering. The author Henry Petrosky said, "Engineering is nothing more than the study of failures." As I grew older, I started working on cars and found them to be a wondrous, never-ending source of information. In those days, everything was either bolted or screwed together. Absolutely everything could be disassembled, studied, repaired, and replaced. Even something as simple as a fuel pump could provide an entire afternoon of applied physics. Today, everything is hermetically sealed and encapsulated to prevent tampering or repair. The children growing up today cannot learn how something works by looking at an inanimate, black lump of plastic that has been ultrasonically welded together. Simply in taking it apart, it is destroyed. We have lost an excellent source of education.
Lee Marshall spent most of his life inventing useful and practical equipment. He is sorely missed. This program was produced by Margie Kern Marshall and Matilda Rand.